Officials at Fairchild Air Force Base say their role in the military's Asia-Pacific operations will not change anytime soon. That's despite the Pentagon yesterday opting not to locate the next generation of Air Force refueling tankers at the base outside of Spokane. Jessica Robinson reports.
Colonel Brian Newberry spoke to reporters at Fairchild Air Force Base in front of a hulking gray plane. This aircraft was built in 1958. It's one of the refueling tankers slated to be replaced by the bigger, more advanced KC-46A built by Boeing. For now, Fairchild won't get any of those new models. But Newberry says there's time. The changeover will take years.
Know this. It is only the first act in a long, long play, and that there will be 10 bases overall that will end up being KC-46.
Washington Senator Patty Murray says she's disappointed by the military's decision, but she says Fairchild is well positioned for future tanker assignments.
And there is another round, so we're going to look at the facts and make a determination of where we go from here.
Murray says the Air Force sees Fairchild as an important West Coast presence as the Pentagon focuses more on the Pacific Rim and Asian countries. I'm Jessica Robinson in Spokane.